A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as your fellow workers, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For the Lord says, "In an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We cause no one to stumble in anything, in order that no fault may be found with our ministry. On the contrary, in everything we commend ourselves as ministers of God, through much endurance, in afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, fasts. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in truthful speech, in the power of God. With weapons of righteousness at the right and at the left. Through glory and dishonor, insult and praise. We are treated as deceivers and yet are truthful. As unrecognized and yet acknowledged, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastised and yet not put to death, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet enriching many, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. The Word of the Lord. I can't wait for high school. I can't wait until I can drive. I can't wait for summer and vacation. I can't wait for my wedding, my profession, my ordination. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. When will it get here? I can't believe how fast the summer went. I can't believe how fast these 4 years of high school went. I can't believe it's been 25 years since I made my vows of marriage or profession. Where did the time go? On the one hand, much of our lives is spent anticipating the future. On the other, we also spend a good deal of time looking back to our past. We have a tendency to do the same when it comes to God being with us. We look to our past, and we're often able to see how God was present. We hope that God will be with us in some future event in our lives. And we beg and plead God to be with us in the present moment. Please, God, be with me as I take this test. Please, God, be with me as I go through this divorce. Please, God, help me be strong as I face this diagnosis. Please, God, help me to be a good spouse, a good parent, a good religious, or a good priest. I have a friend who once shared with me that she was praying that God would be with her grandson as he was going through a difficult time. Then she said she had an awareness that God was already there with him. She found her prayer changing to one of gratitude. Thank you, God, for being with my grandson at this time. In our first reading today, Paul reminds us that God says, "In an acceptable time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you." Paul clearly states that we don't have to wonder about the future or look to the past for God's presence and action in our lives. Now is the very acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. We need not look to the past nor to the future to know if God is with us or has been with us. God is with us now. Today is the day of salvation. This moment this time, this day, God is here and in our midst. God is here in the strength we find to face the hardships of life, as Paul and his companions did. God is here in the kindnesses we offer one another without hesitation. God is here in the encouragement, patience, and truthful and loving words others have expressed to us. God's presence in our lives is not something for which we have to beg and plead. We don't have to wonder if the Lord will come. Now is the very acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. God is here. This moment, this time, God is with us. The invitation for us is to believe and give thanks.